Good evening. I hope everybody is well. Please join me with the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedula Chemincha, Tati. And the two letters Zion and Bet would have a gematria 72 connected to Hachma, wisdom. The Ayin, which created the constellation of Gedi, or Capricorn, and the Bet, which created the planet Venus. Excuse me, the planet Saturn. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalad yud kaf shin. Na gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem. Bet Resh Sadi Tav Gimel. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatach. Chet Kuf Bet Tet Nun Ayin. Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushatach Yud Gimelamed Hezayim Kuch Shabbatenu Kabel Ushmat Yakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Sadiyutav. And the last line is said silently in a whisper, but I will say it out loud for the purposes of teaching. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Vayed. Before we get started, does anybody have any questions? Please speak louder. I don't hear any questions. We'll start reading the Zohar. This is section 20. When it is time for a man to depart from the world. The first sentence I'm going to say is a prayer that activates the attunes our souls for the reading of the Zohar. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenehu. Tana Behahu Yoma Tekifa Udchilu Devarnash Kad Mate Zine Veistalaka Mealma Arba Sitrin Yalma Kaimin Bedina Takifa Umit Arin Dinin Mearba Sitre Alma Viarba Kishirin Natsan Ukta Tutta Ishtakah Venaihu Uvay on that hard and terrible day, when it is time for a man to depart from the world, the four winds of the world, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, and Malchut, sentence the world with severe judgment. Four judgments arise from the four winds of the world. The four elements in man, fire, air, water, and earth, that are attached to each other, fight and quarrel between them, and wish to depart each to its own side. The element of fire within man to the general element of fire, the element of water within man into the element of water in the world, and so on. For the elements within man are separated in his death. Karoza nafek umakroza v'chahu alma v'ishtama v'matan v'shavin almin e zaka'a hu kulhu almin chadam v'kadmat mute v'ilav vav l'chahu barnash ulchu lakhe. The herald, the secret of the illumination of Chochmah, from the union of the on the left comes forth. He proclaims in the supernal world Tivuna, and is heard in 270 worlds. If he be righteous, all the worlds welcome him with joy. For if he has merit, he is good. But if he is not righteous, woe to this man and his portion. For if he has no merit, he is evil. Tana b'chahu zamzina dekarozad kerez hidei nafak had shalchova nistar tzapom yazla ve'itokad binchar dinur mit parsha yarba sitre alma yoked nishmat chon v'chayavaya. He explains why he is evil if he has no merit. He says, we have learned that when the crier makes his proclamation, a flame comes out from the north side and goes to be burned in Nahar Dinur, the river of fire, mentioned as a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him, a verse from Daniel chapter 7. It expands to the four directions of the world and burns the souls of the wicked. Benafak hachu shachova v'salcha v'nachata be'alma v'hachu shalchova mata v'kadpo v'tarnagola ukma uvatash v'gadpo v'kare v'tifcha Bain Tarye. The flame, the judgment of Malchut, which is revealed by the secret of if he has no merit, he is evil, ascends to Bina and descends back into the world, back to Malchut. The flame alights beneath the wings of a black cock, which flaps its wings and crows at the opening between the gates. Zina kadma'a kare Ine yom Hashem ba bo'er katanur v'gomer zina. Tinyana kare v'yamar ki hine yotzer harim uvore ruach umagid le'adam ma shecho v'hahi shata yatev Barnash Biovado Gusachadin Kame the Hu Ode Alaihu Zina Tilita'a Kad Bayan Leafaka Nishmate Mine Kare Tarnagula Viamar Mi Lo Yira'acha Melech Agoyim Ki Lecha Yadag Begomer. At the first time it crows, saying, for behold, that day is coming, it burns like a furnace. A verse from Malachi, chapter 3. On the second time it crows and says, For lo, he that forms the mountains and creates the wind and declares to man what is his nought. Amos chapter 4. At that time man sits and hears the witnesses give testimony on his deeds before him, and he confesses them. On the third time, when they want to take his soul from him, the cock crows, saying, Who would not fear you, O king of the nations? For to you it is fitting. A verse from Yirmiyahu. Amar Rabbi Yosef Tarnagola Ukma Lamai Nafka Amar Le Rabbi Yehuda Kolma De'avad Kucha Barichu Be'ara Kuhu Ramiz De'chachma Bar Divne Nasha La Yad'e Chachi Diktiv Ma Rabu Be'asecha Hashem Kulam Be'chachma Asita mala Haaretz kinyanecha Umishum di'it avidu Behachma kulhu remizin Behachma. Rabbi Yosef said, Why a black cock? Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Everything that the Holy One, blessed be He, created upon earth alludes to wisdom. Only men do not know. This is the meaning of the words, O Hashem, how manifold are your works. In wisdom have you made them all. A verse from Tehillim, chapter 104. For they have been made in wisdom and allude to wisdom. The Tarnagola, Ukma Taninan, Leitina Sharya Ela Beatar Dehu, Zine de Ukma, Masitra, Tadina Kaate Uvgin Kach Vifalgut Lelya Mamash Kad Rucha Disitra Ditzafon Itar Had Shal Hova Nafek Uvatash Tachot Garfo Tatargan Tatarnagola Vikare Vikafshin Vatarnagola Ukma Ve'itkaven yatir me'achara. We have learned in the matter of the black cock that judgment abides only in a place of its own kind, and black pertains to the site of judgment, since the black color alludes to malchut, the attribute of judgment. Therefore, at midnight exactly, when the north wind, the left column, stirs, a flame comes out and strikes under the wings of the cock, and it crows. The cock is black, being of the attribute of judgment, and thus is more appropriate than a cock of a different color. Of haka b'shata, the dina devar nash. It ar share b'kare le, v'le ti yada le. Bar hachu bar nash t'shakiv t'taninan b'shata. Devarnash, Shakiv Vadina, Sharya, Ale Vinafka, Mehai Alma, Atosaf, Rucha Ila A Be, Ma de la Hava, Beyomo Vakevan de Sharya, Alo Veita Bak Be, Kame Ma de la Zaka, Beyomo Bishum, Deitosaf, Bay, Ahurucha the Kad, Itosaf Bay the Chama, Kedena Fake Mechai, Alma Hahidiktiv Tosef, Rucham Yigva Ul, Veela Faram Yeshuvun, Keden Ketiv Ki Lo Irani, Adam Bechai. B'chayechon la zakan, mamitat hon zakan. Here too, when judgment is aroused upon man, the black cock starts crowing. No one knows it saves the man who is about to die. For we have learned that when a man is about to die, and judgment hovers about him, so he would depart from the world, another supernal spirit is added to him, which he had not before during his lifetime. When it hovers about him and cleaves to him, he is able to see what he never saw in his days, due to the additional spirit within him. When the spirit is added to him, he sees and then departs from this world. This is the meaning of the verse, you take away their breath. Literally, you shall add their spirit. They die and return to their dust. A verse from Tehillim chapter 104. Then it is written, for no man shall see me and live. Shemot chapter 33. Which means that when they are alive, they cannot see, but they do when they die. Tana b'shata devar nash mit ichehev li le reshuta lemechame vechame gabe karivo v'chavro mehahu alma v'ishtamoda l'cho v'kulhu galifin b'diok nechon Gimab de Chavo b'chay alma, Izaka aha hu barnash, Hulhu hadan, Kame umachtishme le shalom. We have learned that when a man dies, he is given permission to see, and he sees about him his relatives and friends from the world of truth. They all have their forms engraved upon them, like they were in this world. If the man is righteous, they are all happy to see him and greet him. Ve'i zaka'a la chave, la ishtamodan, gabe bar me'inun chayavaya, v'tardin lon v'kol yoma v'gnehinom, v'kuhu atzifin ufatchin bavai, Umsaimin Bavai Vesalek Eno Vechama Lon Ketisa Demistalka Minura Ofake Upatach Vav. If he is not righteous, they do not recognize him, but only the wicked, who are smitten daily in Gehinom. They are all sad and open their speech with woe, and end with woe. The man lifts up his eyes and see them as something burnt, rising from the fire. He too opens and says of them, woe. Tanya b'shata d'nafak nishmate d'varnash azlin kulhu karivo v'chavro d'chahu alma im nishmate Umachtzayan, le atra de iduna, de atra de onasha, izaka achave hame, duke vesalek, vesatek, de itradan ke iduna ila'a, de hahu alma ve ila, ave zaka'a ishta arat hahi, nishmata b'chai, Alma ad de itamer, gufa de ara, kevan de itamar, kama, kardinin de nimusin, achadan de ad nemata, de duma, de alin le lemadoro, de gehinom. We have learned that when a man's soul departs, all his relatives and friends in the world of truth accompany his soul and show it the place of delight and the place of punishment. If he is righteous, he sees his place and goes up to sit and take delight in the upper Eden of that world. If he is not righteous, the soul remains in this world until the body is buried in the ground. Once it is buried, numerous executioners grab it until it reaches Duma and is put in the stories of Gehinom. That means the levels of Gehinom. Gehinnom is the word for hell in Hebrew. But it's very, very different perception than the Western civilization's view of hell. It isn't hell and damnation. It's more of a cleansing, and there are different levels of cleansing. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Zion, Yomin Nishmata, Azla, Mibete, Lekai Kevre, Umikivre, Lovete, the Ita Balat, Alo, Legufa, Diktiv Ach, Basaro, excuse me, Alav, Yakav, Benafsho, Alav Te Eval, Azla, Viyatva, Lovete, Kame, Bekulhu, Atsivin, Umit, Avla. Rabbi Yehuda said, all the 7 days of mourning the soul goes from the house to the grave and from the grave back to the house, and mourns for the body as it is written. His flesh shall suffer pain for him, and his soul shall mourn for it. It goes to sit in the house, and when it sees everybody sad, it mourns too. Kana batar Zion Yomin Gufa Avekima de Chava Venishmate Alat de Dukta Alat Lim Arta de Kafalta Kramatma de Chokma Alat Liatar Via Alat Ad Dumatat Legimalayan Liar At Likruvim Vishanan de Charba di The Gimelayan Diltata Izakaahu de Deol Alat. We have learned that after 7 days the body becomes whatever it turns into, and the soul goes into its place. It enters the cave of the Machpelah. It sees whatever it sees and enters wherever it enters, until arriving at the Garden of Eden. It meets the cherubs and the flash of the turning sword in the Garden of Eden. If it is worthy of entering, it enters. The cherubs are the angel pictures of people, the angels, little baby angels that were on the ark, and the ark that was in the temple, and it said that when the nation was in unity, they were kissing each other, looking towards each other with love. And when the nation was in disunity, they were turned away from each other, back to back. And this is up till now, we've been talking about the 7 days of Shiva, when someone dies. Jewish tradition, Jewish mourning practice, sits Shiva for 7 days. And during those 7 days, the soul travels between the house of mourning, where all of his relatives are gathered, and the body. And he moves back and forth, and to some extent is really not even aware that he has died, which is why we cover the mirrors in the house of mourning. Because he can see all the physical people, and he can hear all the stories that are being told about him. And when good stories are being told about him, he feels good. And if he's being described as a miserable person, God forbid, he feels pain, he feels suffering, he feels sadness. And as I said, he can see the physical people, but they can't see him. When he goes into the bathroom, when he goes into a place of a mirror, he looks in the mirror, but he can't see his reflection because he's no longer truly in the physical frame. And the physical laws of light reflection do not apply. So he sees his body, he sees us, but no one else sees him. And he no longer reflects from the mirror. And that's quite a shock to the soul. So out of sharing and causing him the least amount of distress, we cover the mirrors so he can't see himself, or cannot see that he that cannot see himself. Tana arba samkin zeminin v'chad diyokna degufa v'daihu midlabasha ve v'chedvavta v'tevat v'hahu badora degimalayim diltata ad zimna deitgezar ala levatar gerozakare. We have learned that four pillars, the four angels coming from the four spiritual elements, Hakma and Bina, Tiferet and Malchut, are appointed over the soul. They have a bodily form in their hands, and it gleefully dons it and sits in a story in the lower Garden of Eden for the period of time allotted for it to sit there. Ve'amuda ditlat gevavne azdaman behahu Amuda itkere mekon char tzion diktiv uvara Hashem al mekon char tzion v'al mikra echa anan yomam v'ashan v'gomer salta b'chahu amuda lefitka d'tzedek d'tzion v'yerushalayim bay. A triple-colored pillar stands there in the lower Garden of Eden, the secret of the three colors of the rainbow. This pillar is called the dwelling place of Mount Zion, a verse from Yeshaya. As it is written, and Hashem will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, and upon her assemblies, a cloud and smoke by day. The soul ascends through that pillar into the opening of the righteousness, where Zion and Jerusalem are, Yesod and Malchut of the Nukva of Zeranpin, called righteousness. Izake lesalta yatir tav, hulake viadve leitabaka, vegoi gufa dumalka, veila zake lesalta. Yatir kiti v'chaya, hanishar b'tzion v'pranotar, v'rushalayim kadosh ya'amar, ye'amer, lo v'izake v'salka, yatir zakna'a hu t'zake, v'kara d'malka, ul'it adna v'iduna, ila'a d'ilela, me'atar v'ikre, Shemayim diktiv, az titaneg al Hashem, al Hashem daika, zaka'a hulake, deman dezake, lechesed, da diktiv ki gadol me al Shemayim kazdecha. If it is worthy of ascending further than that, happy is its lot and portion which cleaves to the body of the king, namely to Zeranpin, for it already merited to ascend to Zion and Jerusalem, the secret of the Nukva. The next grade is the body of the king, Zeranpin. If it is not worthy of going further up, it is written of it, and it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remains in Jerusalem shall be called holy. But if he is worthy of going further up, happy is he to attain the glory of the king, namely Zeranpin, and to be delighted in the supernal Eden above the place called heaven, namely Zeranpin, as it is written, then shall you delight yourself, in literally the word Hebrew is alone, then shall you delight yourself in Hashem. When Hashem is precise, Zeranpin called Yudke Vavke, happy is the portion of him who is worthy of this chesed, as it is written, for your steadfast love, Hebrew is chesed, is great above the heavens. Verse from Tehillim, chapter 108. V'ki al hashamayim hu, V'hakativ ki gadol ad shemayim hazdecha. Amar Rabbi Yose, eat chesed. Ve'eat chesed, chesed ila'a. Ve'chesed tata'a, chesed ila'a. Me'al shemayim hu. Chesed tata'a, hu diktiv. Chazdei David hane'emalim uvhane kativ ad shemayim. He asks, is chesed above the heaven? It is written, for your chesed is great unto the heavens. Tehillim, chapter 57, which means that chesed is under the heaven. He answers, there is chesed and chesed, an upper chesed and a lower. The upper chesed, the chesed of Zeranpin itself, is above the heaven, as heaven is Tiferet, and chesed precedes Tiferet. Therefore, Scripture says, for your chesed is great above the heavens. The lower chesed, the chesed of Zeranpin, clothed by the Nukva through Netzach, the chod of Zeranpin, is like the sure chesedim of David, a verse from Yeshaya chapter 55, called David after the Nukva, of which it says, for your chesed is great upon the heavens, since they are below the heavens, Tiferet of Zeranpin. That's the end of the section. I'm going to read now a synopsis of chapter of section 20. In the English Zohar, there's frequently synopsises and a short paragraph of the relevance of this passage. I normally don't read that because, in my opinion, it tends to distort our own understanding of what the Zohar is saying. But this was a little bit coded and concealed, and I honestly didn't truly understand it. And so I think it's appropriate to read this, a synopsis of chapter 20. This section starts by saying that when a man dies, four judgments arise from four winds of the world. The four elements in man, earth, air, fire, water, attach and fight with each other. They are then separated upon his death. The herald next explains that man is evil if he has no merit, and his soul will burn in Nahar Dinur, the river of fire. At this time, he confesses his deeds. The burning in the river of fire is literally a cleansing to remove the vestiges of the physical world from the soul, who does not live in the physical world, but comes here to serve its purpose, its tikkun, and enters the body, and by doing so becomes dirtied. And the only way to clean things of a spiritual nature is to pass through a fire, a spiritual fire. At this time he confesses his deeds. Rabbi Yehuda then explains to Rabbi Yossi the reason for a black cock, black being the color of judgment. When judgment comes from man, the black cock starts crowing. Then a second supernal spirit is added to him, so that he may see what he never saw in his days. If he is righteous, he goes to heaven. If not, his spirit stays in this world, and eventually ends up in Gehinnom, the place of cleansing. Rabbi Yehuda then explains the triple-colored pillar in the lower Garden of Eden, meaning the three colors of the rainbow. The soul ascends through the pillar into righteousness, and so on towards God, if he is worthy. The relevance of this passage: the power to cleanse the evil from our nature and purify our souls from the inequities we knowingly or unknowingly committed in life is bestowed upon us, provided we connect to this passage with an atoning heart. This light sweetens judgments and helps us recognize the foolishness and dangers of self-centered behavior. We are inspired to travel the path of righteousness, which is the path of sharing. the path of transforming our consciousness from the desire to receive for oneself alone to the desire to receive in order to share. Section 21, A Joyful Mother of Children. Verse 177. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Kativ Aim Habanim Shemecha Hallelujah Ima Yadia Habanim Man Inun Amar Rabbi Shimon Hataninan Terein Benin It Bekud Shabarifu Had Dekar Bechad Nukva Dekar Yahaveh Liyakov Dikiv Bani Bekori Yisrael Uktiv Yisrael Asher Becha Et Paer Bat Yahavah Leavraham Dikiv Vahashem Berach Et Avraham Bakol Bat Haitta Lo Vi Avraham Uvakol Shema. We learn that Rabbi Yitzhak said, A joyful mother of children. Hallelujah. A verse from Tehillim, chapter 113. We know who the mother is. She is Bina. But who are the children? Rabbi Shimon said, We have learned that the Holy One, blessed be He, Bina has two children, one male and one female. The male he gave to Yaakov, as it is written, Israel is my son, my firstborn. A verse from Shemot, chapter 4. And Israel is in whom I will be glorified. A verse from Yeshayah, chapter 49. And the girl he gave to Abraham, as it is written, And Hashem had blessed Abraham in all things. The Hebrew is Bakol, which is a verse from Bereshit, chapter 24. Abraham had a daughter named Bakol. An interesting midrash, because it's really a play on the word Bakol, which means everything. Because the verse says Abraham has everything, had everything. But if you don't have children, how can you have everything? Well, he had Yitzhak, so he obviously had a son. But can you say you still you have everything if you do not have a daughter? And the rabbis explain that this is an indication that Abraham had a daughter. Her name was Bakol, everything. The question remains, why was it necessary that she be concealed in this way? And I've never heard an answer to that question. Verse 178, Ve'ima Ravia Alaihu Diyanka Leho The Al Hai Kativ Lo Tikach Haim Al Habanim Betaninan La Yaske Barnash Hovo Latata Pagin de Istalak Ima Meal Panin Uktiv Imcha Hi Lo Tagale Ervata Vav Laman Tagale Eryata. The mother Bina sits on them, male and female, and suckles them. Hence it is written, You shall not take the mother together with the young. The mitzvah of not taking the eggs of a mother bird while she's at the nest, but to chase her away before you do so. This is all, while the action is done in the physical world, it's really relating to the actions of the spiritual world. We learned its meaning that a man should beware of sinning below in this world, for it might cause the mother, Bina, to depart from the children, male and female. It is also written, she is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness. A verse from Vayikra, chapter 18. To wit, not to cause her to leave her the young. Woe to him who indulges in incest, who causes the mother to depart from the young. All of chapter 18 of Vayikra is the list of the do not do these sexual actions. Do not uncover the nakedness of your mother or your grandmother or your father's sister or your father's mother, or, you know, on and on. And it also includes the verse, do not lie with a man like you would with a woman, and all of this. And this whole chapter, which unfortunately many, many people take literally, and we are constantly cautioned in the Zohar never to read the Torah as a literal document. That every word in the Torah is a metaphor. We read the stories of Abraham and Yitzhak and Yaakov, and we read the stories of the wandering in the desert. This is all metaphor. And especially this section, chapter 18 of Vayikra, is talking about how the Sfirot relate to each other. That when we do actions of negativity, of the desire for oneself alone in the physical world, we're actually causing the Sfirot to move in ways that they're not supposed to, in ways that cause the flow of beneficence to become blocked. The Kad, Tavin, B'nei Alma, B'Yazgin, Bizkuta, Kame Kucha Barichu, V'ima Tavat, V'Kashya, Albanin Kedain, Itkire, Teshuva, Mai Teshuva, Da Teshuva, De'ima, De'tavat, V'Kiyumata, V'Kiyumaha, Ukdain, Ketiv, Em Habanim, Shemecha, Em Habanim, V'dai V'ayindalad, La Lipatar, Inin Mipriya, Urviya, Adi Olid, Bain V'Kuvat. When the inhabitants of the world repent and do many good deeds before the Holy One, blessed be He, and the mother Bina returns to cover the young, male and female, Bina is then called repentance, literally returning. He asks, why is it called returning? He replies, for she returns to her sustenance. To wit, Bina returns to cover the children, male and female, and gives them suck as before. It is then written, a joyful mother of children. The joyful mother is surely Bina, and hence a man should continue multiplying until he begets a boy and a girl, to correspond to male and female, the children of Bina. And the Zohar is telling us that if we do not have a son and a daughter in this world, we get to come back. We have not completed ourselves. No matter if we physically did our tikkun, there's an aspect of be fruitful and multiply that we have not completed, because we need to replace both the mother and the father. We need to have both a son and a daughter in order to complete ourselves. Verse 180. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Ketiv lechazot benoam, Hashem uvaker v'heikalo, Te'uvta t'tzadikaya l'mechame da'vi at amart al Hashem amar Rabbi Shimon kola chad mashma diktiv no'am Hashem di'adya me'atika kadisha l'chai shemayim v'te'uvta t'tzadikaya kach u v'daiv al Hashemayim Kativ Az Titaneg Al Hashem Zaka'a Hulake Man Dezake Vedai Ve'irin Inun. Rabbi Yitzhak said, it is written, to behold the pleasantness of Hashem and to inquire in His temple. Verse from Tehillim chapter 27. We understand from this that the desire of the righteous is to behold the pleasantness of Hashem, the pleasant Mochin of Zeranpin. How can you say above Hashem? Rabbi Shimon said, all is one, because we understand from the words the pleasantness of Hashem. Then it comes from Atika Kadisha, to heaven, to wit Zeranpin receives Mochin from above it. The desire of the righteous is assuredly only to attain these Mochin of Zeranpin, and not above it, for as there is no conception of the first three Sephirot, it is written of them, great above the heaven. Verses from Tehillim, chapter 108. Because they come from above Zeranpin. For the same reason, it is also written, they shall you delight yourself, in literally, above Hashem. Verse from Yeshaya, chapter 58. Happy is the portion of him who merit this. They must be few. That's the end of the section. Section 22. My mother's children were angry with me. Taninan Amar Rabbi Shimon Kativ Bnei Imi Neharu Bi Shimoni Notera Et Hachramim Bnei Imi Kima Diktiv Hishlich Meshamaim Eretz Dekad Ba'a Kutshabarichu Lemech Rava Bete Diltata Ulagla'a Yisrael Bnei Amaya Avar Kutshabarichu Mekame Lechai Eretz Ve'it Rachaka Mine Kediktiv Bete Tatsav Hachoto Merachok Vekad Chai Eretz Itrachamka Mishamayim Dilela Chai Eretz Diltata Itharva Ve'Yisrael Itfazru Bnei Amaya Amra Kaf Yud Man Karem Li Chai Uman Aved Li Chai Bnei Imi Dini Haru Ve'Yitrachaku Mini Bnei Imi Vadai. We learned that Rabbi Shimon said, it is written, my mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards. A verse from Shir HaShirim, chapter 1. My mother's children are, as in the verse, cast down from heaven to earth. A verse from Aicha, chapter 2. The earth being the Nukva, for when the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to destroy His lower house, namely the temple, and exile the children of Israel among the nations, He removed the earth, the Nukva, from before Him, and remained aloof from it, and His sister stood afar off. Shemot chapter 2. You can understand now what I was saying about every word as a metaphor. Chapter 2 in Shemot, his sister stood afar off, is describing how Miriam, the prophetess Miriam, followed the basket to see what would happen to Moshe. And it says, his sister stood afar off. And now the Zohar is coming and explaining that this is really the sister, which is Malchut, is separated from Zeranpin. His sister stands afar off. And when the earth was afar from the heaven above Zeranpin, the lower earth, namely the temple, was destroyed, and the children of Israel were dispersed among the nations. The congregation of Israel said, "Who has done this to me? Who caused this?" "My mother's children, Zeranpin and the Nukvo, who were angry with me and kept away from me. Assuredly, they are my mother's children." Zeranpin and Nukva being the children of Bina, the mother. Rabbi Yosef Hava Azel Biarcha, Vahava Ime Rabbi Tia, Barav Ad Dechavo Azle, Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Tia, Kameta Ha Diana, Kamet Amar Le, Kameta, Gavra, Chad Benachara, Vetzipara, Chad Al Reshe, Beilva, Befume, Vetzipora, De Akla, Verafsa, De Beraglo, Vehahu Gavar Rame Kalin, Vetzavach, Vela Yedana, Maika Amar. Rabbi Yose went on the road with Rabbi Kia Bar Rav. While they were walking, Rabbi Yose said to Rabbi Kia, "Do you see what I see?" He said to him, "I see a man in the river and a bird on his head with teeth in her mouth. It is eating and tearing with its claws. The man raises his voice and shouts, but I do not know what he says." Amar nikrav kabe v'nishma, amar mistafena, lemikrav amar le, v'ki barnash hu beatar, da ela remiza, de hachmata, de ramiz, lan kuchabarifu, karivu gabe shamu, de chava amar otra, otra tirein, v'gin sheryan, Lavar, La Nach, Vela Naicha, Ad Vitzafra, Bekesara, Ramiz, Ramiv. Rabbi Yose said, "Let us approach the man and hear what he says." Rabbi Kia said, "I am afraid to come near." He said to him, "Is this a man in that place?" The Holy One, blessed be He, gave us a hint of wisdom. They came near him and heard him say, "Crown, crown," which is Zeranpin and Nukva, called crowns. Two children of Bina dwell outside their place, and Zeranpin does not have rest, nor is there respite for the Nukva, until the bird will be cast away, torn to pieces in Caesarea. Baka Rabbi Yose v'Amar, Hainu d'taninan, B'nei imi naharu bi begomer. Memtet begin de karmi, shali lo de natarti. Rabbi Yossi wept and said, "This is what we learned in relation to the verse. My mother's children were angry with me," which alludes to male and female. Why? Because my own vineyard I have not kept. A verse from Shir HaShirim, chapter 1. Amar vadai galuta itmashach v'alda sipare shemaya la v'adiyu adi shaltanuta yamin ayin ayin kaf vav mem sofit ya'adiyu min alma ve'ematai ad deyimte yama dekucha barichu it ardino v'alma Diktiv haya yom echad hu yavada lashem lo yom velo laila. He said, "Assuredly the exile will continue, and therefore the birds in the sky, the ministers of the nations, will be in power until the government of the idolatrous nations will pass away from the world. When will that be? When the day of the Holy One, blessed be He, will come, and His judgment will be set upon the world, as it is written. But it shall be one particular day, which shall be known as Hashem's, neither day nor night. Verse 186. Ad havo azlin shamu had kala de hava amaro kida de hof tira mata badinoi nafach had shalhova yoked lehahu tzipora amar vadai kima di tiv vayhi bat likadat esha. While they were walking, they heard a voice saying, the flame of the button has come with its judgment. To wit, a malchut called button. A flame came and consumed the bird. Rabbi Yossi said, surely it happened as in the verse, and given to the burning flame. Daniel chapter 7. That's the end of the section. Baruch Le'olam, Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen V'Amen, which is the prayer to end the reading of the Zohar. Does anybody have any questions before we say good night and Shabbat Shalom? I wish you all a beautiful Shabbos and enjoy your day tomorrow. Shabbat Shalom.